Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So let's just,
we're here.
You know.
We knew it was coming.
And I need to talk to you. And ask you for your guidance, especially today. When my world
what is wrong with
clappy,
you?
Lord. I open up my heart.
This is full praise and worship.
I'm just so thankful for Beyonce, Jesus. Like,
amen.
Thank you for, because you know what?
Because she is a blessing.
When you're back up against the wall and the wall against your back, who you gonna call?
You got to call him.
Hey!
You got to call him.
So lemonade happened.
It did. It happened to us. And really, I did not know how he was going to come in the studio next week and have to deal with Prince, which I'm sure we'll talk about Prince later. But like, this album came at such an important time. Like,
it really just was like a nuclear bomb of good at the right time.
Oh my God. Because I was really like lacking. I was struggling. Like, I don't know, just shit. Everything just seemed to be bad. Like we were saying last week, just everything was bad. It was nothing but bad news.
It's a whole bunch of bullshit still going on, but at least I have some lemonade to sip on the sidelines while y'all out here bullshitting, because I just can't.
Right. And so I thank God for Beyonce and the fact that she just dropped this off when she did, because it was exactly what I needed, and I have done nothing but consume this album.
Exactly what I thought. Like, because you have to consider the fact that we really did not know what the fuck was going to happen.
Right.
Like, some bitches were saying it's going to be like a music video. Some people were saying that it was going to be a visual album again. Some people were saying it might be some documentary style shit. Like, everybody was guessing, because all Beyonce said was Lemonade.
Saturday night. You'll cancel whatever you're doing.
HBO.
Okay.
See you there. That's it. So.
And that is all. She still has not said
for
nothing.
For me, I said best case scenario, what Beyonce will do is this will be a film of the music from a new album. And the album will be available right after. And that is literally what happened.
Yeah.
And so I just thank her for just, you know, coming into my life when I really needed some joy and just supplying it.
And the album was actually up on Tidal before the movie even finished all the way. Like, they knew.
Right.
They were like, you know what? Listen, the servers are going to be stressed. Just go ahead and release it at 9:47, girl.
Exactly.
Just go ahead and put it up, because it's going to be a mess over here in a minute. And it just...
Oh
my God.
I can't. So
I sat down in total darkness. I put my phone on airplane mode. I was like, I want to consume whatever Beyonce has put out here for me. I want to receive
unfiltered, it. Raw, organic, fresh pressed.
And
so I just feel like, you know, first of all, we have to just acknowledge the album's body of work. I think that's just really great. I think that it came at an awesome time in her career and whatnot. I also just love how unapologetically black it is, obviously. I love how honest it is, obviously. But I love that it is really like she lifted up these gigantic, like, these huge arms and gathered every black girl in the world.
Yes.
And then just brought them up against her bosom like Yanla. It is the biggest, like, hug.
It was an amazing mammy titty experience, like a positive mammy titty experience. It felt good. It felt affirming as a black woman to watch that short film or whatever she wants to call it. And just like the way it was shot was just so beautiful. And, you know, using Worsen Shire to write the dialogue for the movie was fucking perfect. Like, her words are just perfect. And I've taken a look at the credits and, you know, a million fucking people worked on this. And again, shout out to this bitch's team, because how do they be keeping these secrets for months on months and months? And this bitch should be filming all over the fucking world. She'll sit up in New Orleans for 2 weeks and shoot this shit all over New Orleans, and somehow nothing comes out until she wants it to. It is just
everybody. I mean,
how the fuck
you had all of these amazing Zendaya's in your fucking shit.
Amanla, Quvenzhané.
Chloe and Hallie.
Oh, yes, Ebay. Like, oh, my God.
Kendrick Lamar's on your album. I fell out
when I saw Ebay sitting on that fucking porch with Beyonce. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Kendrick's on the album. James Blake. Jack White. All of these artists I really enjoy.
And can we, I mean, I'm sure you knew this, but when I heard Beyonce break out into a country song, I said, okay, this is it. This is it. Me and this bitch are sisters. Like, we're clearly cousins.
I knew you were going to live for that.
Bitch, Beyonce and country music? I have been waiting my whole life for this, and I did not know how much I wanted it until I heard Beyonce and country? Nigga.
We will get to that.
Nigga!
So, I just enjoy it so much for what it is.
Oh, my God.
I love that it's like this story, right, of love and infidelity and like all of this like honest raw shit. Like,
I'm not real above emotion. This bullshit.
I'm absolutely human and I'm just like the rest of you girls, except that I'm sickening and talented and blessed and rich and fine. And so like, but other than that, like,
but I'm human is the thing.
Is a thing. And I have feelings as well. And you know, niggas are dirty from time to time. But also, like, I'm also human and you know, love is love, and can you get past it? Can you work on it? Whatever. Yeah. Also, at the same time, respect my gangster. Respect me and my black sisters. You ain't gonna kill no more of us. And love is the key. It's just like, it's like all these keys
to life in one package.
Like, I'm almost curious as to how she's gonna perform it, because it's so like linear. Right.
And I'm avoiding all tour footage until I go, so I'm not going to know.
I'm gonna say this right at the beginning, Ben, since you brought it back up, because I want for everybody to be on the same page as me. We did this the last few tours. I don't want to see any of it. I have like a little over a month to wait before the queen comes to this city here. And, you know, I hope each and every one of you have a great time. If you were lucky to get tickets or whatever, do not send me a goddamn thing from this tour.
Not one thing.
It is already going to be damn near impossible to dodge all of it. Just please leave me out of it. Don't send me any DMs. Don't send me any tweets. Don't send me anything. Don't tag me nothing on Instagram. If you do, beloved, you will be blocked. And that is on everything I love. Rice and peas, oxtail, and everything. Like,
not on oxtail.
If you send it to me, I'm blocking you. Don't ask Crystal. Don't ask Tay. Don't ask Dustin or nobody else to ask me to be unblocked. I'm going to block you. Thanks.
Okay. But what I was saying, right along. Yes, I think if you look at Beyonce's progression since 4, she has clearly been growing.
Absolutely.
As an artist, because she has been slowly peeling back, you know, the facade of perfectness and showing the world that she is human and using her human experiences in her art, which is how this bitch is only getting better. And the fact that she topped herself after self-titled, which I was worried about Lemonade. I was like, I mean, what if this flops? Because how can she outdo self-titled? Like, right. And
like
she was
this, like, bitch, know me.
Bitch, straight like this, like a goddamn movie. And next time, bitch, you'll be paying $25 to watch it in the theater. Like, And you're right, B, I will. If Beyonce puts her next album out in fucking theaters, I will buy a ticket and take my ass to go experience it, because she has shown me that she is more than willing to do the work as an artist to only get better and improve. Like,
I only expect for Martians to be doing the Millie Rock in her next video or
something. I can't deal with how brilliant this woman is. And I love that she has these concepts and ideas and then hires the right people and connects with the right teams to get her vision done.
Her visuals, my nigga,
bitch,
are top notch.
They're beautiful. Like, every fucking frame is a photo, girl.
Parkwood could direct a movie with Beyonce not even in it, and that shit would just be beautiful. Like, the shots are just so
great.
They're
gorgeous. I'm sick of this, bitch. I'm sick of her.
I cannot take it.
God damn.
It is too much. I can't handle it. It's all happening to me again. I've watched Lemonade less than 7 times in the past few days. I listened to the album nonstop. The only thing that I may have listened to other than that is some gospel, bitch, because I had to get on the same page as Christ the King to be like, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, God. You know what? And I love Beyonce. But one thing I realized over the past few days is that more than Beyonce, I love how happy she makes black girls.
Yeah.
When I was coming back from Boston, the cab driver turned off onto, you know, like by where Dinosaur Barbecue or wherever.
Oh, yeah,
it is,
yeah,
over, like,
over on the west side.
On the west side. He turned over and into Harlem. And at that first light, I shit you not, like, this girl was in front of the car, like, at the stoplight, dancing to like, Sorry or some fucking song, like, getting her life. And I'm like, bitch, first of all, girl, it's, like, 4 o'clock in the morning. What's going on?
That's the perfect time.
Just complete joy. If anybody's going to be there for you, for black women, and being like, bitch, yes, I got your back. For it to be Beyonce, yes, it's just,
and it feels,
I love
good.
That.
It feels really good to see Beyonce acknowledge her black womanness in her music now. Like, and I don't care what happened to make her decide that she wanted to start talking about race more, because I know she didn't always feel that way. I don't care if it was having Blue Ivy. I don't care if it was seeing police brutality. I don't care if it was Solange. Whatever it was that got Beyonce to say, you know what? I'm going to start deliberately speaking up and saying, black women, you the shit. Whatever reason that came about, I can't do nothing but thank God, because this shit is just so good.
And just put it in music.
It's just so good.
She doesn't like...
In music and in visuals. Like, the fact that there are white people who think that this is not for black women, it's just like, did we watch the same program? I don't think...
I don't really understand why that
is. You must be talking about something else. Like, you must be talking about some other shit.
Because y'all be listening to Future shit, and if that ain't some shit for niggas, then I don't know what is. And you are at every single club with your white friends, your white bros, and your fucking girlfriends, and all that stuff, and you be bopping up and down, and you enjoy it anyway. And it's still not...
Oh, God.
For
oh,
you,
God.
I guess, unless you're addicted to codeine, but...
This is just so good. It's just so good, Beyonce. So good, girl.
I made sure that I stayed off of the internet for the entire program. I don't even think that I was on the internet that much, except for when it actually finished the first time. And I went on there to do, like, my Lady Gaga thing where she was talking about Ryan Murphy. And I was just like, brilliant, unmatched, incomparable, like none other, perfect, fucking visionary.
ridiculous.
Over and over again. Because, bitch, who else? Like, this is why I say I can't even, I don't know really how to, like, be back and forth with the girls who are pissed at Beyonce, especially like other artists, like, okay, because she's on, like,
I mean, oh well,
she's the platform you're standing on. Like, I don't even,
and I,
like,
didn't feel a need to argue with these bitches when Self-Titled dropped, so Lemonade just gives me even more of a reason to be like, listen, check the resume, there's nothing to discuss with you about Beyonce, period.
I don't know what to tell you,
and we all know it, so the fact that you mad changes nothing.
It doesn't
matter, girl.
And again, I said I'm going to enjoy this era, and I fucking have
been. I'm so glad that I'm in the pit. I'm so glad.
You're going to get your fucking life.
I feel like I will be a different person after this show.
Hey, y'all, this podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Finding a work-life balance can be tough, okay? If anybody knows, I know. But Squarespace gives you the tools to reach your goals and have time to celebrate. If you don't know, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. You can use Squarespace to create a website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to your time, all in one place. With the new guided design Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layout and styling options to create a personalized website that's optimized for every device and make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. You can accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, and in certain countries, you can give customers the chance to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and ClearPay. And with Squarespace AI, you can explain what your site is about, choose your tone, enter what you need, and get auto-generated text. Y'all know I love Squarespace. I used it to put our website together. This is 3.com. I've also used it on my personal website, crystal.com. And that is because, first of all, it's very easy to use if you ever need to update it. It's simple to log in, make whatever updates you can make or whatever you need to do without knowing any code or anything like that. And it helps me to just stay organized, do everything I need to do. Because you got to have a web presence, okay? It's 2024. You got to have a web presence. So head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/3 to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Let them know Kifuri and Crystal sent you. All right, let's get back to the show. Hey, y'all. Listen, we all know that life is full of the yada, yada, yada. You know, sometimes you sign up for a contract one place, and then in order to get out of it, you got to send a million letters and go up there in person. And it's just a bunch of blah, blah, blah. Like, this could have been easier. OK, we've all dealt with the yada, yada before when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in fine print, or, you know, even bills that just seem to keep going up every month for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then they charge you for every little thing until you might as well have just booked your ticket somewhere else. But it is possible to outsmart the yada yada, like triple checking airline deals and making sure everything you need is already included. So remember, you don't have to take the yada yada in life, and you don't have to take it from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada. So stop by one of the over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide to sign up today.
I'm going to check on you.
Okay. That might be for the best. Yes.
I feel like it's going to be. Please.
I'm going to stay hydrated.
Yes. Bring water
with
you.
Get plenty of rest.
Have one drink, if a drink at all.
I'm not drinking in the pit. Listen, I'm too old for daytime drinking. I'm not. Okay, I can't do that. I can't stand up for hours and drink. It's one or the other. So
yeah.
I'm planning on staying. Well, not sober, but you know, no alcohol. So,
yeah,
and I'm wearing comfortable shoes, but something cute.
I'm hoping to get my Ivy Park Ensemble.
Okay. Yeah. I definitely need to start putting some thought into it because I can't. Beyonce might see me, and I don't want her to see me in real life for the first time and me looking like, you know, I do every
other
day.
I was thinking about, because, you know, I forget quite often that I was in the pit at Revel. And
oh,
that
yeah.
She
and she touched
hands.
You. Yeah.
She looked in my face.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that happened to me.
Yes, it did. And I don't know how you forget that, because I remember it all the time.
Because it's almost like too good to be true. Like, did that actually happen to me in my life? It actually did. And so, like, we've met. Essentially,
yes, y'all
you know
have. I mean,
like,
she shook your hand. She held your
she
hand.
She greeted me.
That
she looked directly at me and
yes.
was like, oh, hello. Well, yes, fine. Yes.
Like, she recognized you. Like, oh, right. The boy with the videos.
That is too much.
No,
I think
that's
that she was
not
just
too
being
much.
Kind.
No, I think she knows.
That's the thing that she does.
I'm
touches
almost
people in the
certain
pit.
Beyonce knows who you
Look,
are.
Look, if you play
in
your
fact,
cards right, it'll happen to you
in
as
fact,
well.
Somebody told me that Beyonce has laughed at your video.
That's a lie.
Okay, whatever.
That is a lie.
Because the same person told you and you said that is a lie.
That has never happened.
Okay, we'll talk about that.
Nobody told me that.
Okay, well, never mind then. Maybe that's a secret and I just told it.
It's not a secret. That's never happened.
Okay.
Unless it's a secret that I don't know about.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe I just told it. Anyway, let's move.
You go straight to hell. Like, that's what you do. You cannot play with somebody's emotions.
I'm not
like
playing
that.
With your emotions. Somebody did tell me that, but I don't want to say who in case I was wrong about it right now. And, you know, it gets put out on the damn show. So, but we'll talk about it later. Anyway. Okay, you know what?
So I just want to move forward into just like, we have to do like a break. Like, we have to just go piece by piece here and really, oh, if you expected for this to be like a show where we do the things that we typically do, where we talk about other celebrities or you or things that piss them, like,
no,
you know, I guess we'll see you next lifetime or next week, really, because all we're doing today is talking about Lemonade.
Yeah.
Sorry, not sorry.
Mm-mm.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Same, like, okay.
Same.
So.
Wavelengths.
So the first one is Pray You Catch Me.
It is. Man.
I love that song. But the visual of her in the beginning where she's like on the little stage in front
kneeling,
of the curtain.
Yeah.
And she like slowly rolls up. It's like she's like, it's almost like she's saying, bitch, let me tell you about this shit. Like, it's just like.
Yes, it was. That song, though, lyrically, I could tell by that song that something was very wrong. Like, I remember looking at the clock and it being like 9:04. And I said, this is Beyonce's divorce announcement. Like, that song, apparently there's some sort of dialogue about whether this is about Jay-Z. And I'm like, how could it not be? How could this not be about Jay-Z?
I don't think that it's about Jay-Z. I don't think it's that simple. I think that there's definitely parts of it that are inspired by her relationship and her marriage with Jay-Z. But I think a lot of it is meant to be relatable. I think a lot of it is meant to be like, look, at the end, like, you look how she has lifted up her marriage and been talking about how much she loved this nigga and gone on tour with him and all of this stuff. So it's like, hey, at the same time, like, some bullshit may happen and it's okay to feel a way about it. It's okay to want to kill this bitch and it's okay to be like, all right.
Yeah, I don't think it's like autobiographical, you know,
right,
track by track, lyric by lyric, this is my life.
But I don't think it's not about him.
Right. Like, some of these lyrics are so fucking personal that it's like, okay.
She took her ring off and threw it at the camera.
Bitch, and straight. So anyway, but yes, like I was saying, like, it seemed to me early on that something was clearly very wrong with Beyonce, or like she had something serious that she felt needed to be addressed, like just straight from the beginning of the album.
Well, I think I started to catch on to it after the scene that I really loved, mm-hmm, when Pray You Catch Me was done. And she's in the water. Like, when she jumped off the roof, which, first of all, was very jarring. Like,
And I said to myself, the only reason you can watch this is because you know Beyonce is not going to fall splat on that concrete.
But I was like, how do we know that she won't do it? Like, you CGI. Like, I was just like, I don't know what's about to happen. And I'm very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I had to talk myself through it.
I was like, no, it's fine. It's going
to
be okay.
Because I wanted to cover my eyes. I was, like, nervous.
So she goes into the water. Then she does that whole scene in the room where she's like this fabulous mermaid monster,
beautiful
witch
thing,
and then opens those doors and all the water comes out. But you remember she said something like, are you cheating on me? Like, when she said that, I was like, oh, girl.
in the beginning, though, in Intuition, when she said, you remind me of my father, a magician able to exist in two places at once, that's when I was like, oh, shit. That's it. Like, that line right there. And then she started off with, I tried to make a home out of you, which should have tipped me off right then that Worcestershire has something to do with this, because she has a very famous poem with
a
line like
that.
Well,
that's her
poem, yeah. Right. So it's adapted for this, but it just made me nervous right off the top. But you're right. When she came straight out and said, are you cheating on me? I said, oh, this is about to get very real. Very. And then we met Hot Sauce.
So I love Hold Up for so many reasons. First of all, like I've said 1 million times, those reggae songs, or any song with a little bit of reggae influence, usually, it is like, it gets me.
And this song is fucking excellent.
It's so good. It's so fucking
It's an
good.
Excellent use of the sample.
And I loved, the bat thing was cute. And I did notice the hot sauce part like immediately. And I was like, this
crafty bitch.
How the fuck does this fucking bitch have a musical movie on HBO and have the nerve to also have Easter eggs? Like, what?
Right.
I'm sorry.
Because I definitely heard Countdown.
What? So, okay. Anyway.
I said, this bitch.
And so, all
right. But what's interesting about Hold Up is that it's where denial goes into anger. Like, it's that transition between, at first she was like, I'm suspicious that some shit is going on. And now she's like, okay, I know it is. And now I'm moving into the anger part of like my experience with your black ass.
She was
ass.
Like, wait a minute. None of these hoes out here are going to do for you.
She was so
you.
Confused. Like, and you know, like, confusion and anger are right next to one another, because when you cannot understand how a nigga could look at somebody else and compare them to you, I mean, it's just, of course you're going to be irate.
What?
Of course you are.
I feel like the video was really cute, and it kind of made me feel like she was channeling Solange, because she had on that big yellow dress, and you know, Solange looks yellow. And also, like, I felt like it was her way of saying, oh, I will fuck some shit up too. Like, I don't, because you know Solange don't play, period. Yeah. And I felt like that. I also kind of felt like she reminded me of like a black Harley Quinn in the ways. Like she was okay, very like,
I don't know nothing about that.
Harley Quinn is the Joker's girlfriend? Psychotic homicidal girlfriend.
Oh, okay. She does all that.
So, yeah, and she carries a bat.
But I love that Beyonce was smiling the whole time. Like, she looked so happy to be wrecking all this. But it looks like a
crazy smile, exactly.
It was fantastic. It was like, yes, I'm wrecking all of this shit, and I'm doing it gleefully because, nigga, I'm me. Like, nobody loves you the way I do. So what is even happening here? I'm a swag. And not somebody asked me, somebody I know in real life asked me why Beyonce sampled Carrie Hilson. I said, I ought to slap you. Beyonce sampled whom?
That is not.
I said, bitch, get the fuck on. You don't remember Soulja Boy?
That is not a Carrie Hilson song.
It's not. So kiss my
and
ass.
That's a real gag about a bitch because you're not getting a single cent off that goddamn sample, girl. Like, it's not your record.
But anyway.
So then we phase into the anger part goodness. And she drives that goddamn monster truck. She was like, I'm actually done with the bat, little boy. You can have this back. I'm just going to drive over the cars now with this goddamn monster truck.
Oh, but she came for Jay's neck and hold up, too, when she did that whole part about, you know, what if you had never got out the streets and did this? Would you still be you, nigga? No. I'm the reason and you welcome.
That also was where I was like, oh, God.
I said, oh, fuck.
Like, wait a minute.
And then it got really worse.
Right. And it just kept going.
Right. It kept getting worse. I was like, oh, so this is definitely a divorce announcement. Like, I was prepared for Beyonce to be like, so anyway, no all the together. Single ladies just was ready.
I was like really scared.
Because she was making these direct hits.
Very, very,
very specific.
Very specific.
That's why I'm like, I could see if it was, you know, from her mom's perspective or a general woman's perspective, but so many of this was shots at that nigga. Like,
but when I thought about it, I was like, there has to somehow round out and be okay in the end because she shot all of that shit in New Orleans. He was with her the whole fucking time.
Well, I didn't know
so
that.
So I was
part,
like, he had to. You remember when she shot the. When they were talking about how she, like, had the whole fucking the stadium?
Oh, yeah. The Superdome.
She was in.
Oh, right.
He was with her.
Huh. But so still, that could have been a thing for Blue Ivy. I don't know. I was just thinking divorce immediately.
I was terrified.
Because, look, the bitch don't never. Beyonce don't never talk about her life at all. And now she fucking putting out diss records about her husband.
She's talking about her husband all the time too. So if the nigga acting crazy, she's like, fuck it. So, well, let me show you what I get done.
And, but I didn't think it was going to get worse than that. And it definitely did.
So let's just move on then to...
Jesus.
First of all,
God.
I love how it phased in and she had that little part where she was talking about wearing the bitch's skin over her skin.
Oh, yeah.
Her hair over my hair.
That's anger.
And turn her teeth into confetti and use her sternum as
and
a bedazzled cane.
And we can all take a picture together. You
like,
and your perfect woman.
I love this.
So Beyonce is angry.
Pissed.
And telling the world it's okay for me to feel this way because my husband cheated on me. He violated the trust we have. He violated our relationship, our covenant before God.
I love it.
I'm angry. And you gonna get this anger.
And I will kill everybody.
Right. She made it clear. I'll kill you and her. Like, just so there's no, I will fuck me up a bitch.
And then
she'll
get
it.
Have a number one album.
And you'll get it.
So don't hurt yourself.
Standout record.
Favorite song.
Standout
this is my
record.
Favorite song. On the whole entire album for so many reasons.
My God.
But I immediately caught the Prince. And I was like,
yeah, it made me sad.
I cried. I did cry. When she said, don't play, like, when you play me,
you play yourself.
I was like, that's the Prince.
Don't play yourself.
I instantly started crying because I was like, bitch, this man just died. Right. Like, what?
Right. And it made me wish that he had been able to see this.
Right. It almost felt like to me, because I love Jack White and I love the White Stripes and all that stuff.
Jack White.
But it almost felt like Prince was supposed to be on it, but he was like, my nigga, I can't do it. I'm out here like,
I'm
you
out
know,
here. Yeah.
Picking vegetables with Oprah and then we gonna fly to Sweden. Yeah. I don't, it's just like he was busy. And
right. I live a real germ free lifestyle.
But it just sounded, I love this song.
It's fantastic.
It's such a great song. It's so like bold. I love when she talks her shit.
Yes.
I loved how she was like, girls, this is how you wear cornrows. Rose with the fur. Like, I just want
this
you
is
old,
it,
bitches
girl.
To know, like, this
is how you
like.
Wear that Yeezy shit, girl. This is it right here. I'm
the
showing you.
The aesthetic that you're going for, this is what
this
it
is what
like.
It's supposed to look like.
You're welcome.
So just so you know. But she came straight out with, who the fuck do you think I am? Or I am. just straight up, like, nigga, I'm not these other bitches out here. I don't know who the fuck you thought you was talking to, but I will get up and go fuck the next nigga now. Like, I'm not the one. You're not just going to be fucking around on me and it's just going to be cute and we ain't going to have no conversation, no problems about it. Like
the Malcolm X segment.
Oh, that was everything. That was everything. That's another reason. How could you not think this is for black women? Straight up, just verbally, just word for word, affirming black women. Like we.
Was there a white person in it?
Yeah, at the very end.
Oh, well, the couples and stuff.
The couples and stuff. And there's a white girl on the sidewalk during hold up while she's breaking all that shit.
Okay, so no.
So no, not really. But listen, you got your representation. It's like at least four white people in Lemonade.
I love that shot of her rising up off of the ground. All of that creep shit, yeah. That American Horror Story bullshit. I love it. But then she also goes... That part that says, God is God and I am not.
Yes. And then she put that up there just because she knew how y'all was going to act. When Jack White said, and love God herself, she knew that niggas was going to be like, they going to think I'm calling myself God. Let me just
And I mean, ahead. So many people, even myself included, would like compare Beyonce to Jesus and call her Beezus and stuff. I thought that the Beezus thing was funny. Like, I used to just think the shit was funny. But some people will be like, oh, you know, I'm just so thankful that Beyonce died for our sins and stuff.
Like,
and
oh
Key will
God.
Text me and be like, why does everybody just have to be so extra? Beyonce is the greatest thing ever, but she's not Christ.
Right. Oh my God. Exactly.
So I thought that was great. Don't Hurt Yourself is definitely my favorite song.
It's so good. That second, I wish she had taken the lyrics of the first verse and put them with the anger of the second verse, because I feel like it would have been so much more powerful, because she was so much madder on that second, who the fuck you think I am? And so if she would have followed that up with, you ain't married to no average bitch, and I'll bounce this fat ass to the next dick.
I love that she said, though, tonight I'm fucking up all your shit. Because again, it's that anger. So it's like, the more I start to talk, you know when you piss at somebody, it's like, the more I start to talk to you about this bullshit, the angrier I get.
Yes.
And then my voice just get, that's how I felt.
And then her look, the look on her face when she looked at the camera and said, I'm just too much for you. Like, oh, that's, I figured out the problem. The problem is that
we can't handle me.
You can't handle, like, see, I thought it was something wrong with me. And the fact is that you are inadequate. Damn. Almost had myself fucked up.
That sucks.
This is a fantastic message to send to black girls.
If
your nigga violates you, it's not something wrong with you. It's something wrong with him. Period.
Thank you. Like, thank you. Because it doesn't matter who you are. And we've said that before. Like, you'd be the perfect fucking person in the entire world. Finest. You could have everything cooked, clean, do whatever. If a nigga's get like a horrible
you
nigga,
could be Beyonce.
You could be Beyonce. So
that's the point.
There it is. So then there's Sorry.
Yes.
Which I love the shot on the bus. Was that Jay-Z sitting in the bus?
I don't think so.
You know what I'm talking about though? Like,
yeah, because at first I was like, who is that? But no, I don't think it was him.
Okay.
But it would have been hilarious if it was. Like,
I'm like, as this, the thing was going on, and I again thought to myself, like, he has to have heard this before. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they're still together or whatever. So to me, it's like, she went to him and was like, I'm writing a whole ass album about your goddamn bullshit.
And okay? What?
And I'm saying whatever the fuck I want to. Okay, the set list. Shit starts. We're shooting at 9 a.m. Prompt. Be there. This is what you're going to be wearing. Make sure that you get to wardrobe on time and be in place.
And
Jay-Z said, yes.
Yes,
ma'am.
That's correct. I sure will be there. Because part of what he had to do to prove himself worthy of her even considering taking him back was accept that she was going to have to process her anger.
Humble your shit,
you
my
have
nigga.
To humble yourself.
And allow
ego
that
and
bitch.
Pride is why we got into this, which she says in a further song. Your pride is why we are in this problem right the fuck now. And so you are going to have to humble yourself if you think I'm going to get back with you. Like, you have devastated me, nigga. It ain't no, you not. It ain't no flowers and candy type situation over here.
You ain't gonna be holding
here.
On to these goddamn calves for too much longer, bitch.
I'm positive she left. Like, I'm positive
she left
for probably a few months. Took Blue with her. Maybe weeks. I don't know.
No.
But a while. I feel like she was gone
I'm
long
sure
enough for
like,
him to realize, look, I'm not playing with you.
By the time they got to the house, she was like, so I made sure they had my bag packed. The jet is already heated up. You ain't gonna see me no more, nigga. Like,
yeah. And Jay-Z had to realize, wow,
she said, I made you cry when I walked
away.
I
really sacrificed my marriage for some bitch. And it don't matter who, it really doesn't, because the people who are important to this story are in the story. So it doesn't matter who the bitch is.
I mean, come on.
It doesn't. It just so really much. Doesn't count at all. Nobody, it could be any number of hoes. I don't care.
But see, again, that's what I'm saying about like the pop culture of today and like the mess and stuff, and it's fun, but it's like you can't, it's almost like some people are incapable of getting the actual message because you're so stuck on the mess. Like, it wasn't about,
right, it's not about the mess, right,
it was, or how it happened or what it was. It's just like some shit could have happened,
right,
this is how I feel about it, this is how I express it, that you went through the same thing more than likely, this is what it's about. It's about making lemonade out of lemons.
Exactly.
It's about life handing you bullshit and dealing with it.
And you dealing with it. And I don't know how y'all saw, oh, well, Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce and she took him back, so y'all to take me back. Like, I don't, again, we didn't watch the same program, because Jay-Z had to submit himself to his wife. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
You still waiting for that nigga to put a ring on it.
Like, it's not the same as whatever bullshit 6-month relationship you and your girlfriend are going through. Nobody cares. Like, we're talking about these people who have a type of connection I don't even know about, because they have been together 15 years, 16 years, something crazy. They have a child together, living and dead. I don't even understand that kind of bond between two people. But I know that if Beyonce was angry enough to put out this very personal shit, that nigga Jay-Z had to humble himself in every way imaginable to get her ass back.
And nigga,
and she says so all throughout this album.
You have, like, cheater or not, you have nothing that Jay-Z has. Like, you have nothing.
I wasn't even going to bring up that part.
You have nothing. So, like, don't be talking about, oh, well, forgiveness and, you know, bitch, and this is how to know. No, you suck. Like, you have nothing. Like,
right.
Nothing.
Right.
So don't compare yourself and all these niggas that you've been out here sharing your girlfriend and sharing your boyfriend for 3 months and you trying to relate. Like,
right.
I mean, sure.
So Sorry brings in apathy. That's the, I think, the process or the whichever one flashed up on the screen at that
point.
Pretty
sure it was that.
And I mean, as soon as I saw Serena in that bodysuit coming down.
I have three simple words. Serena fucking Williams.
Woo!
I was just like, so she's just like, she's coming for blood. Like, Beyonce is literally chopping holes
bitch
in the throat. Like, that's so, when I knew it was popping. Like,
look at these two legendary motherfuckers, right? Like, Serena fucking Williams, the greatest female athlete of all
time.
Just
here to twerk.
Just here to make some faces at the camera and bounce my ass a little bit. And I love that it was shot very clearly from like a woman's gaze, or not a sexual based gaze. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like a bunch of ass shots of Serena. It wasn't like super close up. It was just like two girls having fun. Right. It wasn't about
sex. It was
right. It wasn't about turning on men. It was about saying the exact opposite. Nigga, I actually don't give a fuck about you. I'm with my girls. We having a good time. Whatever you feel, you over there crying. Or, now you want to call me crying. Now you want to say goodbye. That petty shit, I love it. That's so real. When y'all nigga, you look nigga,
that's like
and,
my
Now you feel bad.
Part of the song.
Right, okay, well, I'm actually over here having a great time. So
I don't even give
TTYL,
a fuck about you.
Right.
Boy, bye.
It's perfect. It's perfect.
It's such a good song. I love all of the visuals from it and the dancing, and it's obviously something. I love that the bus said boy, bye on it.
Yeah.
I love the change of the beat. And when she's sitting there in that goddamn motherfucking royal ass,
man,
Spartan ass bikini with this goddamn braided crown looking like.
That's probably one of my top three favorite looks from the whole fucking album. That was gorgeous. And she straight up told that nigga, oh, me and my baby will be just fine. Our lives will be great. She said earlier, I don't need your money. You can certainly keep it. It means nothing to me. I'm quite wealthy on my own. So if you think that there's something you can offer me other than your total and complete redemption, the answer is no. Like, there's nothing you can give Beyonce. You have to change, nigga.
And I would really like for this to work deep down in my soul, because we've just been together for so very long.
I love you so fucking much. I don't understand why you feel like you don't deserve my love. You do. I love you so much.
But
why do you do this?
If you are, like, set on being this way, I will take my...
I will have to leave.
First of all, it will be nothing for me to find someone else when I choose to do that.
Literally, nigga, do you know who I... Please, let's not even.
I don't need any kind of support or alimony. I don't need any kind of financial assistance from
you. I just need you to sign the paperwork.
I am not only wealthy, but I will be bringing in a whole set of additional wealth with this new tour. I'm fine. My baby will know nothing but the finest.
Her life will not change significantly at all. Like, I mean, she will certainly miss you as a father if you choose not to show up, but Blue Ivy will never go without. So what exactly is my incentive here?
I'm not losing anything.
And you have to be, if your man is not willing to redeem himself and change his behavior after he has violated you, then it's not worth it. And Beyonce said, nigga, try me. Please do, because you will lose your wife.
And I just want to quickly say, since there isn't going to be a read segment, I could just do this. Leave the Becky thing alone. First of all, nobody knows who the fuck Becky is. Girl. I don't think that Becky is hardly, I don't believe that Becky's even a specific person. Like, I don't think the line was like, hey, everybody, let's go on this Becky scavenger hunt and find out who the bitch with the good hair is.
Becky's don't even have good hair because nobody uses the term good hair for white people. So if y'all thought Becky was white, then that doesn't make any sense. And if you think Becky is a black girl with quote unquote good hair, good luck finding out which black girl with type 3 hair it is. I mean, really, that doesn't narrow it down to any fucking body.
When she said Becky, I assume that she meant a dick sucker. AKA.
Yes.
Like, because the song Becky is about getting head.
Right.
Is it inspired by white girls because Ply seems to believe that white girls give the best head? Sure. But that didn't stop any of you girls coming down to my city on Memorial Day weekend and backing it up on niggas with a cranberry vodka and a margarita in your fucking hands. Oh, yeah, Becky. It didn't stop you when Sir Mix-a-Lot was calling you Becky. None of this stuff. Like, you lived for it. But Beyonce is saying Becky and not even talking about a white girl and you mad. Sure, girl. Figured, you know, why not?
I figured Becky was like a placeholder for thought or, you know, just general hoe. Like,
just general
just
hoe.
Just some hoe.
Some hoe that
I
gets
see these boppers all the time. Like, it don't even matter. It doesn't matter. The people who needed to be included were included.
But you wouldn't know that anyway because you don't get it.
No, you don't. And you know why you don't get it? I mean, everything about it is her terms are black. Her facial expressions are black. When she gets up all up in the camera in Don't Hurt Yourself, nigga. I said, Beyonce, I'm feeling every single bit of this. Like, yes, it makes her more relatable to show that she has been through some real shit. Yes, of course it does.
But this is, it's not about you.
So
let's take a break.
Yeah.
Pay some bills.
I'm
and
so
then we're
full.
Going to continue.
I'm so full.
When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business, you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? We've told you. It's your girl, ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast, honey. And right now you can try it for free, girl, at ZipRecruiter.com/the read. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. And I've actually used ZipRecruiter for my own personal things on the back end. And it really does work pretty quickly. And I also appreciate that it's easy to use because, you know, this aging brain of mine in technology, we're parting ways, which makes me sad, but that's a different conversation. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/the read. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/the read. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Now let's get back to show. So listen, guys, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. I've been running my mouth about it for a while now. Black representation in media is incredibly important, and I feel like it's in kind of a precarious situation at the moment. So amplifying and enjoying as many of these stories as possible is pretty important. Black Stories, Black Truth is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. You can get things from Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations. There's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives have always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center on Black voices. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
So, the next song is called 6 Inch, and I didn't know where that could have gone, but
Well, I think she titled it that way deliberately.
Yeah, it's, she's talking about shoes.
Yeah.
Rude. So I just feel like I love the symbolism of the hallway. I like the song a lot. I love the shake on sleigh.
And I like The Weeknd on it. I'm going to say it. I do.
I like that, you know, she gave me very little Weeknd. There was not very much. From the moment that I heard his song, his voice in the song when I was watching it, I was like, oh, God, yeah. Beyonce. But there was not very much from him. So I was like, all right, great. You know,
were you really worried about it, though?
Yes, like, I was worried he was going to be all over that goddamn song and I was going to be bored the whole time. Or just discussed it. But, you know, he was, it was a very small part. And it's not like he's awful. I just don't like the sound of his voice. I don't like it. So.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's not my favorite song on the album or anything, but I still, I've enjoyed, you know.
Like, I like it towards the end. I love the little breakdown at the end.
I love that she's talking her, continuing to talk her shit on this. Like, well, you know, all I do, well, maybe not her necessarily, but this woman. You know, I stack my fucking money. I'm worth my shit. You know, I'm worth every dollar. I'm worth all the time that you spend. Like,
I work my ass off. I'm an independent bad bitch. But at the same time, I'm also a little bit lonely right now. And
she misses him, right?
Missing this nigga because I'm human. Forgive me.
Right. And she works nonstop, obviously. And of course, you're going to miss the nigga that you married. Like,
that you've been with since he was like younger than me.
Way oh my
younger
God.
Than me. Way younger.
Yikes. So, but yeah.
So, yeah.
It seemed like more of a transition type song than anything else. Mm-hmm. Like,
I wasn't even really crazy about that visual.
I mean, I liked it. I liked the red. I figured all the red symbolized something. I'm not sure entirely what yet.
I think she was talking about her uterus, wasn't she?
Well, oh God.
Because then she said something right before about like orgasms and whatever.
Yeah, and something about uterus tilling blood. I'm not sure if that's
and there was that red that
but
slow
specifically
creep.
At the end though when she was standing and it was like still this red sort of filter on her and she was in that lacy white thing and then caught, everything was on fire yeah. Right, I'm like, nah, that's
something. One of my favorite visuals from shit too.
Yeah, that shit looked amazing. I said, this bitch is so fucking gorgeous, but that's just an amazing shot.
And so then, oh girl, so here you go. Daddy lessons. From there, it goes into, okay,
my
so
God.
I miss this nigga, and I hate this nigga at the same time.
Yeah. It's
this
confusing.
This is probably what my mama felt like.
And that's another sad realization that a lot of Black girls have had to have. Like, my father may have been, you know, an okay or a good father, but he was a terrible fucking partner. Like, he was actually a horrible husband to my mother. And it's kind of hard to put that into context until you are also grown and then throw on top of it, like, dealing with the same shit now.
Right.
Like,
you got to be ultra pissed.
Right.
Because she's already expressed herself openly about how she felt about that and being supportive of her mother and not seeing it. Her relationship with her daddy was strained.
Right.
All that stuff. So now here this bullshit comes to. No, yeah. Everybody has to die. Everyone just has to die. So.
And I love that she shot it in New Orleans and used that Black man playing the guitar and had it transition from jazz into country just to remind all you white hoes where your beloved genre comes from, because it is us, just in case you thought it wasn't. That was so deliberate.
Did you see CMT tweeted some shit like, is Beyonce's new song really, no, do you consider
I
it
saw
country
that.
Or
yeah, I
like
saw that.
That
and something about it might not be country because she didn't record it in Tennessee or some shit. Sweetheart,
bitch,
listen. Sweetheart, listen, apparently girl, first of all, do I need to remind you that you're owned by Viacom, which means that if Beyonce wants a CMT award, she'll get it. And that's it. Okay. If they tell Beyonce, listen, we'll give you best country song of the year if you show up to this event.
HBO's already submitted this fucking film for an Emmy. She's like,
that's if she even wanted to be entertained with a country music
right.
award. That's
this
just to say I'm the first Black woman to get
this.
A country music award. If I fucking want to, I will get me a fucking country. Like, I don't even care what you say on the internet about that. That don't
yeah,
even
that
matter.
Means nothing.
But she straight up put it there.
I did love the transition from, you know, the
yes.
jazz and that New Orleans
straight,
sound and saying Texas.
Just to remind y'all. Your shit comes from us. And you think it's yours, but country Black people, Southern Black people love country music. And I've just been trying to tell all you niggas for so long that I love country, and that is not unusual.
It's regional.
I
acknowledge that it definitely is regional. And Beyonce is from fucking Texas. I feel like Texas,
right.
New Orleans,
yes.
like Louisiana, Tennessee.
It's a real yes,
all of those places
country,
like
black
love
people.
Country music.
It's good.
And so, you know,
because
I get
it tells great stories. And I thought Beyonce like did an excellent job of laying out the accountability portion of this project and how it ties into this song. Like,
right.
Because lyrically, it fucked me up.
I didn't really.
See, some of y'all didn't even give Lemonade. Some of y'all didn't give Daddy Lessons the attention it deserved because you don't like country.
No, I love the song for what it is. I love the fact that she made a country song to be like, oh, bitch, but also as well. Like,
right. Just so you know.
Just so you know.
And I
you
do it all.
Be mad if you would like. I mean, I'm selling Boycott Beyonce shirts, so yeah. Do whatever you want. But mm-hmm. I do this as well and probably better than you.
Yeah.
I personally am not a huge country fan. Like, the country music that I like, it's not, there's not much like new country I like. And also growing up where I grew up is not very like country based, you know what I'm saying? So like the country music I would listen to would be like fucking Willie Nelson and Dolly Parton, like old ass Johnny Cash, like old ass country music. But
I
like
fine.
The song for what it is, and I like the I like that part. But
I love that I felt like this was one of the times where she was kind of asking black men to take a look at themselves and be like, what type of man are you versus what type of man do you tell your daughter to look for? Like, really examine yourself. Are you the type of man that you would want your daughter to entertain? Like, look at the messages that you're sending her in the way you treat her mother versus the way you treat her.
Because she had that little part where it cut out and she was sitting with her dad when she was a kid.
Yes.
And he was talking about, like, her granddad.
Right. Like, what would we do if your grandparents were here?
And have fun. Have and fun. Then it cuts to him playing with Blue, which is great that he gets to see the baby.
Yeah. It was so heartwarming, but it was like something in that was like, you know, Beyonce saying, I had to work to a point where I could get this way with my father, because really dealing with the way he treated my mama, especially after they were famous and there was a whole mm-hmm. big public thing and all these auxiliary children he got and all this other shit. Like, that's a lot to have to fucking deal with. And so for us to get to this point where I want Blue to have a good relationship with this nigga, you know, and they just playing, jumping on the bed, it ain't no real shit. But like, I thought she was really telling black men, like, look at yourselves and the way you treat women and look at what you tell your daughters versus how you actually are.
Everything is so thought out and everything is so deliberate. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I said I couldn't do an early episode. I have to watch this 5 million times.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know that I probably still didn't catch a bunch of shit. Like, there's so many little like symbolic things and little messages and stuff, but everything is so thought out and so intentional. And that's why I don't even understand how she cranks this shit out. Like, how you shoot this shit in like 2 weeks, my nigga, and everything's just a secret and we done. Like, okay, sure. I don't even understand how they come up with some of these visuals. Like,
right.
Do you know it all ahead of time, or do you just go there and be like, oh, let's do this and let's do that and let's do this too? Like,
well, she's been shooting since at least December. Well, I don't know when she wrapped shooting, but she was shooting, you know, in December of last year. So I don't know if the editing process took, you know, a long time or whatever, but whatever this bitch's timeline is, whenever she decides to do, like, this is why I don't rush Beyonce. This is why I'm never stressed out about where she is, because whenever she comes back, it's gonna be worth it. It just is. I think I biked 15 miles yesterday with this album on repeat, just on a constant loop, just trying to understand the story, like the message that she was getting out, like the big picture, and not just, you know, the mess.
That was the first time I think that we saw Kevin Janae Wallace in the video too.
I thought she was at the very beginning.
Oh, she might have been.
But
because there was a whole bunch, all the girls were in the beginning at like one point, I think.
Yeah. Like, when you go back and look at it, you're like, oh my God, no, she was right there. Somebody else was there. I saw Winnie Harlow, I think, at least twice.
Yeah, I did see her a bunch of times.
Yeah. But anyway, which song?
Love Drought.
I was like, which? Oh.
Is that a good or a bad?
I mean, no, it's not a bad thing at all. But that was where I was like, wait, what's happening here? Because she had been so mad and it had been like, you know, all of these emotions that I understood. And then it was something like, I don't know, like positive, like, and I was just, it felt foreign to me because, you know, I have, like I said, I haven't had this super deep relationship. So when I have been cheated on, I go through the anger part and then I leave you. So there's nothing else.
You go from the, so you stop after four,
yes,
five, maybe.
No, I definitely do sorry. But
yeah,
I don't get to
sorry
Luttra.
And then you done.
I don't get to Luttra. So when I first experienced it, I was like, well, what is this? Like, what are you, so you entertaining him? Like, what? It took me a while to get it.
Because she was laying down in that stadium in the middle of it
at
by
the Superdome,
herself, crying. And so it's like, I have all of this bullshit, but I miss this nigga. And this is bullshit. Like, what is life?
Yeah.
And then it transitions into this beautiful ass video where she's like, her homegirls come and they're like, girl, fuck all that shit. We about to go and stand in the middle of this bayou bitch and start praying. Like, we don't have time. We're going to uplift
you. Beautiful. So, New Orleans is perfect. It's perfect. She shot almost all of it in New Orleans. It's just beautiful. It's just
fly, like,
fucking free.
I like Love Drive a lot.
I mean, I like the song, but understanding the song is what took me a while.
I understand the difference.
Because I was really confused.
That's fair.
How do you talk to a nigga after he does this to you? Like, it was hard for me to get,
I don't think that I've ever, let me be quiet.
Something I saw, like, the 28th time I watched this is, like, right when it transitions into this song, Love Drought, there's a reversal of that scene in Don't Hurt Yourself where, you know, where she takes off her ring and throws it.
Mm-hmm.
It's reversed and the ring comes back up and back.
What? How did I miss her hand. This?
Because it's like a 1 second clip. But I watched this movie.
That's fine. It's
nonstop.
On iTunes. That is directly in front of me.
So once I noticed that part, I was like, okay, so this is where she decides to pick the ring back up and try again. But like I said, I don't ever really get to this sort of stage with
niggas.
So I
was
really confused.
It's like, what? Forgiveness.
And what? From then on, I was slightly confused. I mean, not for the whole thing, but every time she said something nice, I was confused.
I knew that was going to happen. Like, I knew it was going to happen.
I was.
And from the beginning, I was just, I mean, Don't Hurt Yourself was really awkward for me. Like, I was sitting in my hotel room by myself, like, oh, like looking around, like, oh, God. Like,
me too. I said, oh, so she's doing this. I said, she's really doing this.
I was so uncomfortable, but at the same time, it was, like, awesome. So, yeah, I feel, I kind of expected, especially when I saw that the stadium part.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, at some point, this is going to be about, like, she's going to bring it full circle and be like.
And that's when she talks about reformation. And that's when I got it. Like, this is the part where Jay-Z had to prove that he had really changed, or whoever this is, had to prove that he was a different person in order to get
Jay-Z
her back.
Jay-Z and your man and your man and your man and all these other niggas who have probably done you wrong, but you wanted to give a second chance to. It's not just about her. Like, obviously, a lot of it is so specific that you know, like, something happened, obviously.
But I've never even allowed somebody to redeem themselves. And again, it's because I suspect I've never felt that strongly.
Right.
About
anyone. And that's right.
Which is sad because I feel like I've had some very meaningful relationships, but at the same time, I have never been willing to forgive a cheater. Never.
But you're not married,
exactly,
and you have not had a
right. Exactly. That's why it took a while for me. I said, and that's why I spent those days nonstop listening to this, because I said I need to understand how Beyonce got to this place. I have never considered forgiveness. Never.
She's been madly in love with that nigga since
that's what I had to get. You know, listening to it for the 200th time, Beyonce is saying, girl, yes, forgiveness is possible, but you have to be very, very in love with a nigga. And he has to prove to you that he is totally willing to change his behavior. Like, it's not some easygoing shit, which is comparatively all that I have experienced. So.
So when it went into Sandcastles, right? And so much emotion.
Sandcastles broke my heart. The Sandcastles is where I actually, like, burst into tears.
I didn't cry at Sandcastles.
I did. When her voice cracks and she says, what is it about you? That fucked me up. Oh, shit. I can't think about it. Oh, God.
Oh, is it happening now?
Oh, my God.
But you don't have feelings.
I do, though.
You have feelings for Beyonce because you love Beyonce.
Well, Beyonce and I are kin.
Shit, yeah.
I mean, and I think it's obvious after last week when we had that listener letter.
There has
and
to be
I
at
said
least
that I wanted to remember when I was born. And then there's a line in the show, I mean, in the movie about.
Absolutely.
Do you remember being born?
And when I didn't I heard even that, remember that. Like,
said,
I didn't realize that.
I said, Beyonce, I just said yesterday that I wanted to go back to the time of my birth. And now you're asking if I remember when I was born.
There's at least 500 people that still believe that you're Angie. So. So. You might as well be. I don't see the difference.
I just feel like we are operating on the same wavelength. Like, clearly, we're communicating with one another. I feel like I am destined to do something with her, even if it is just me, her. I feel like it is going to happen. So I'm just going to let the universe work. I'm not going to worry about it no more.
The visuals in this fucking part were, like, also a little hard to watch and just, like,
very intimate.
Because, like, the cup, somebody did have to break down to me the cup thing and, like, the meaning of that cracked cup. that was sitting on the table.
Oh, yeah.
But then we used to like those little drawings, like the kids, the baby's drawings. Yeah. And all the, I was just like, oh God, this is so like, oh, so much emotion. I just can't. I'm already emotional.
I thought it was really powerful to see Jay-Z laying at Beyonce's feet. Like
hugging them calves, my nigga.
And you know, he loves her ankles. He does. I mean, and she has beautiful feet. So why not? Zoom in all you want. But it was just like, I thought it was a deliberate shot showing him in submission to mm-hmm. her. Like, yes, nigga, I had to humble myself. I did this shit for the world. And I was glad to do it because I had to do it to get my woman back. And I would do it all over again to get my woman back.
Any one of you bitch made niggas have a problem with that?
I don't really give a fuck.
Tell me when you fighting to get Beyonce back and then let's talk about it.
My nigga, you've never been in the position to get Beyonce anything. You couldn't get Beyonce a Pepsi, my nigga. So no, you don't know nothing about this.
You can't even get Shanice from the check cashier place. You can't even get Shanice to text you back, bitch.
Nigga.
So don't compare yourself to me.
You're not
on my level. You'll never be on my level, Nicole. Don't be.
But even if y'all two regular ass niggas, if your man don't love you enough to change, leave his ass. It's blatant. It's right there.
If that nigga was like, I did cry when she walked away, and I'm here to make this shit work.
And I feel like Jay-Z's next album is going to be pretty good. We'll just see. I just feel like if he's going to talk
about this.
Bitch,
we can get a song cry too, bitch.
Nigga.
Song cry is my song.
An updated Big Pimpin'. Because you don't mean that shit no more at all. You don't mean that shit at all.
That is the legit.
You don't mean not one damn lick in that song no more.
His next album should just be called So Look. that's what he should title it. Just like,
I mean, because she already put it out there, so. And I felt like she also did this to vindicate Solange, like to just to not.
That's what I'm saying. The yellow dress in Hold Up was like.
Well, I know there's a lot of like ocean references there, which don't get me started because I definitely don't know the details of that. But I felt like part of the releasing this was to say, you know, Solange is not just the type of person to be wilding off and, you know, kicking niggas in the fucking jaw in an elevator like. Because there were media reports and people talking like kind of shitty about Solange, like she was some violent,
like she needed meds and all
kinds of
shit.
Right, it's just like no, she's
or maybe
my sister.
Jay-Z did something really bad,
and that was the first. I said, oh, this nigga really must have violated.
The very first thing, especially because she was in the elevator standing there, like, well,
right.
She did not.
Beyonce was not even like she wasn't even looking at
and
him.
She got in the car and left with her sister, and Jay-Z got it in a different car. The only time she moved in that elevator was to make sure that her dress
yes,
didn't get caught.
That was it.
Like that was it.
She was gonna let, and you know, and that is what a sister does. I'm so sorry if you don't understand that type of relationship, but girl, what?
I come from one of my siblings' family. Anything
you disrespected my sister in this manner,
friends,
I'm beating your ass.
Even friends that are like family, like you, we just have to box.
You lucky that elevator ride wasn't longer because
them doors opened up. She went for blood again, like, and so she wore that yellow dress
Man.
And was like, my nigga, we just get it popping, and that's what it is.
Beyonce was gonna let Solange beat Jay-Z's entire ass, and he wasn't gonna do nothing. I bet you he was not gonna lay one thing on her ass. It would have been over for real.
She probably told the driver, pull up to the house.
Right.
And Beyonce was like, no,
Solange,
we're going
girl,
to the
let's just go.
Let's
because
just go to
I
the Ritz-Carlton or whatever fucking,
please.
Let's just.
Because they already, the footage is gonna leak, girl. Let's just go.
We already fucked. Let's just go to the Hamptons, right. Bitch, to the house. Like, we just, let's, no.
And I feel like she's been planning this ever since.
Ever since then, she was like, I'm just gonna write something about
yep,
it.
Yep, I'm gonna just talk about it. This is gonna be the way I address it.
I did, like, Sandcastles is pretty. This the video was pretty. Kind of hard to watch.
It made me cry.
But
it did. Made me cry.
What made me cry was the very next one. Oh, God. Forward.
Oh man.
First of all, I love James Blake's voice, and I knew that Beyonce was a fan of James Blake, but I didn't expect for them to do a song together.
Mm-hmm.
Those fucking shots of all of these women holding these photographs
oh, yeah.
of their sons and husbands and like I cry every single time I watch it, and it's just like, oh God.
That broke my heart. When
that part makes me
when Mike Brown's mama started crying and she shook her head a little bit. I was like, oh, I can't do this
because you could tell she was just like, I don't even know if I can hold it together.
Right. Like, I don't even think I can sit here and hold a picture of my son and like not break down, which is just.
But they put
again,
some fabulous
visually,
gowns
is,
on them.
I was gonna
great
say,
gowns.
Once again, this is
beautiful.
Beautiful
gowns.
And if I'm not mistaken, this was shot at a plantation. I'm pretty sure.
It looked like one.
Yeah, I think so. I think the, I probably the rest of the album was shot at a plantation, I think so.
Again, simple.
Beyonce is just, right, the symbolism is everywhere with this bitch. She just,
so then she gets
but Forward was
stage.
Very difficult for me to listen to.
I'm,
because it sounded painful. She's like, I'm trying to get through this, and it's, and she's like slowing down the track, I guess for added emphasis of like how difficult it is to move forward with this man after what he's done.
But then it also felt like a double entendre.
Come on! You better roll your R.
It sounded like, because with them sitting in the video, it almost felt like, to me anyway, like society needs to move forward, or that we are, as a people, trying to move forward, and Black women are trying to move forward.
Yeah.
And always being held back and the pain of that as well. So it felt like a mixture of
and
things.
And that, I think that makes so much sense. And I love that this album is so good that it is open to everybody's personal interpretation. And it's however, whatever station you're at in life or whatever life experiences you've gone through affect the way that you receive this. But still, so many of us are able to receive it. That's, this bitch is brilliant. She is just, don't say nothing to me about Beyonce. Don't
all of these nothing. Different styles and cultures and whatever.
She's perfect.
So then there's Freedom when she starts singing a cappella on that stage.
Yes!
This is your favorite song.
This is my favorite song on
I
the
do
album.
Love Freedom.
When I heard Freedom, when she was on stage and busted out in that a cappella and then the fucking beat came in, I said, oh nigga.
Yeah, the way the beat came in, like,
I said, that's Just Blaze.
Caught me off. Yes, absolutely Just Blaze, that's which just is Blaze. Also sickening because Just Blaze has been producing for Jay-Z since Jay-Z. So like, that was like, also I need a little bit of that.
And I don't know how much Kendrick knew about this, but I do know that he is a total and complete Beyonce stan. If you've never heard his song Beyonce, go listen to it. It's hilarious. But I'm sure the fact that this nigga is like actually on a song with Beyonce on this album that is like a diss record to Jay-Z, I know he's just feeling so proud of himself because he did us right as a Beyonce stan. He spazzed on that shit. I said, Kendrick, you better go the fuck off. Such and that song was written by a Black woman. Nigga. It's beautiful.
It's such a good song.
Lyrically, it's flaw-free.
And I loved all of the girls, the Amandlas and Zendaya. And
yes.
Everybody sitting
all the
in
girls.
The audience.
Oh my God, yes.
And that shot
and
of
then up in the tree.
Yeah, sitting in the tree. That was like,
and
that's what I'm saying.
They holding
like,
Blue Ivy's hand. And they are on a plantation. Black women dressed in white. Like, we are not in service here.
I love that Blue was looking like, so are we still shooting this? Blue's face.
She
was
then
like,
was like, okay, so listen, I know I was promised goldfish, but how long can a girl wait? I'm tired.
Everybody just looks so very beautiful. I love my hair and makeup, but I'm ready to go sit down.
The song, it's the perfect beat for running. I put it on repeat and ran for like 45 minutes because it's just the most amazing.
Yeah,
it just is
that.
Very empowering. And
I went to the gym
just,
yesterday and listened to the whole shit from front to back, and I was good the whole time.
When that bitch said, I'm going to keep running because a winner don't quit on themselves, it was like somebody shot me in the heart. It was like, I'm serious. It felt like I needed to hear that exact lyric in my life.
It's a powerful, like, powerful
because
statement.
There are so many times that I do not want to keep going just with anything. Like, there are just so many times that I feel like, what am I doing? I'm tired. I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what's going on. Like, I just want to stop everything. Like, I just want to stop it. And Beyonce's like, no, bitch, you're not actually going to do that. You're actually going to keep going.
Okay, so let's take one more break.
I love
and
that
then
fucking
we'll finish
song.
Up.
I love it.
Hey guys, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. Opening up to a therapist might feel uncomfortable, cathartic, exhausting, or exhilarating. Personally, I find it to be all of these things depending on the time and dime. But if you keep talking or texting with a licensed therapist, you'll gain insights and uncover truths that you can find only in therapy. Personally, I'm in therapy constantly. It's one of the most important things in my life right now, to be honest with you. And it is just, it makes a difference knowing that you have someone somewhere that is judgment-free, that is unbiased, that can hear you out. And it being Mental Health Awareness Month is the time, if it's been on your mind, to give it a try. Celebrate May, Mental Health Awareness Month, and the power of talking out in therapy. Talkspace is offering every listener of The Read $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80. When you go to Talkspace.com/read to match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/read to get $80 off your first month with the code SPACE80. and to show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/READ, code SPACE80. Go get some help, talk some stuff out. Let's get back to the show.
Okay, so we're back and we have one more song, visual, everything to talk about, and that's All Night.
Really? We're at the end already?
We're at the end.
No, we're not. Are we? How?
We have one more song. Unless you want to do Formation too?
Oh, no. Well, I mean, I think Formation
I mean, I have some other things I want to talk
right,
about.
Okay.
But
I just, it felt too soon almost. Like
I know, it's already done.
I love this album so much. I cannot, it's perfect. But anyway.
So All Night, I heard that she's going to put out a deluxe edition with some more songs, but I don't know if that's true or not. She has a habit of doing
that. Oh, right, right. Well, hopefully. We'll see. Fingers crossed. But this song also made me very uncomfortable.
Why?
Because it was full of love.
I don't even know why I asked you that. Like, duh.
I was right, because it was so... What? Like, I mean, and she obviously leads up to that. Like, listening to the album is a very different experience from watching the movie, because the added dialogue provides a lot of context to the album. So
yes.
People have been asking me about listening to it. I'm always like, just watch it first so that you get it. The music is like a backup to the show.
And you know something? I feel like, I don't know if she said this, but I'm pretty sure she said this on the last album about... You know, digesting a song or whatever, like, it's different when you watch a visual for it first. You know what I'm saying? It's, like, a lot easier for you to, I guess, maybe understand the song, whatever.
Right. And I guess that's why it felt so soon, because she goes through a lot of steps.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot being said, like, in between that you don't catch on the album without, you know, first knowing the show itself. So, but yeah, I was really just like, this is uncomfortable. So you are in love. I mean, so you really did forgive him.
I love it.
I mean, more reggae vibes. It was very sweet, and I liked the little stud and femme couple. I said, "Oh, look at Beyonce representing for us." It was nice
to
see
these gay couples,
you know,
on
black queers. I said, "This is cute."
Sweet.
Yeah, I mean, I know they were on Bourbon Street, so you know, God only knows who all showed up.
That damn sure was.
But yeah,
and
I mean,
also
it was,
like a quick shot of my pregnant belly, just to remind you hoes that you don't know shit.
Just in case somebody thought that I was, and I don't even know how y'all ever thought she was faking that shit. Her nose got so wide.
I mean, we talked about that for the longest time, and I remember everybody, like people I've known my whole life, calling me to talk about. So why did Beyonce feel like she needed to fake her pregnancy? And I was like, so why do you feel like that is something that makes sense?
Did you not see Beyonce? Like, I saw her belly grow for months. She
was wearing sheer things.
She wore whatever. Tops with her stomach out. Like, what?
We put that dumb shit to bed. I just thought that it was funny that she was just like, again, I just want to remind you,
girl. She was super pregnant
there.
She was very pregnant.
You don't know a goddamn thing.
And I feel like I've seen that clip before.
I remember,
maybe
I think
on
one
the
of
run.
The tours she showed, like she was rubbing her belly or something.
Something like that.
Either way, I love the shot of them all being on the plantation and they were like harvesting crops and shit.
Yeah, bringing stuff, like bringing in all this food and, you know, the symbolism there.
I said, this look just like the Cold Purple when Celie left Mister, like the new house that they went to.
Yes. And it's all these black girls dressed in white for like this big old natural ass brunch. Like, okay, Beyonce.
Just sitting on the porch. Hanging out, no makeup, just being fine.
Just like, girl, we're good. We get to a place of redemption and things are better. Like, there's a line in here about where she said, my grandma said nothing real can be threatened. I thought that was, well, first of all, was she talking about the woman in the video clip who was talking about Lemonade? Because if so, that's Jay-Z's grandma. That's not her grandma. But then I wondered if, like, she claims her as her grandmother just because
probably.
Of that relationship. And that reminded me of when Solange called Jay her brother and was like, we don't do that in-law thing. So, I don't know. I think it just kind of further, like, that whole part. And then when she said, with every tear came redemption and my tortures became my remedy.
Ooh, that line.
Nigga! True love brought salvation back into me. Like, this... Again, foreign to me, because what is that feeling?
I hope that you can know it one day.
I mean, I feel like I have been in love, but not to the point of being willing to go through this with somebody. Not
sure.
So if that is, I don't. So, but she said, you're the magician. Pull me back together again the way you cut me in half. Make the woman in doubt disappear. Pull the sorrow from between my legs like silk. Like, she's detailing out in these words that Jay-Z, the magician, the same magician she referred to in the very beginning, like, he has to go ahead and fix the shit that he fucked up. Like, he had to bring her back together. He had to fix the pain that she was going through because he was the sole reason that she was experiencing it. Like, if your man is not willing to fix what he did to you, there's nothing to be done. I just felt like once I got that, the whole album made sense. Like, clearly this is a level of love I don't know shit about, but but, you know, feeling like you are so secure in your relationship with somebody that y'all can work through that type of thing, and he's willing to prove to you that he's willing to do that kind of work. That's just like, I don't consider their relationship to be a goal, but that kind of love seems like it would be, you know, optimum, I guess.
Right. It's beautiful to see.
Yeah, it is.
Because you always hear about
It made me emotional, right.
And you never hear about any of the rest of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, people be so caught up, like, again, like I said, in how horrible the breakup is and who cheated on who and why. And then what's worse is when it happens in front of the public, everybody starts to dissect it, and then egos get involved from both sides, and that only makes it worse. And then you're just left there with nothing. You know what I'm saying?
And the very last line was, the audience applauds, but we can't hear them. Like, and really, we're going to have our reactions to this, all of us, and Beyonce's not going to know a single fucking word about it unless she wants to. So,
and that's just the greatest part. I feel like, you know, it's very important to acknowledge that Beyonce don't give a fuck about what none of you bitches are talking about, because, girl, what? She doesn't see any of this.
She's performing tonight. She don't give a fuck about y'all. She put this out on Saturday for a reason, so that y'all could go crazy and try to learn the lyrics over the weekend and she could go to work. She don't give a fuck how we feel, period.
At all. This is for her.
And I love it.
And we just get to like it.
I really feel like she's past the point of caring about sales and chart positions.
At all. And that was one of the things that somebody was saying to me about, like, it being on Tidal exclusively and not being on Apple at midnight or whenever.
For
the next
all
day.
Of 20 hours. What is the stress?
Girl, do y'all just want to be mad? Like,
and you could buy it on Tidal. It had its own separate link.
People don't know that because nobody wants information. She told you to get information, but nobody wants any. And I'm just so confused. I don't understand that.
Right.
But they're like, oh, well, we want to, you know, we want to make sure that the queen has a number one album. And I was like, of course I want the queen to have a number one album too. But look how many she already has. Look at all of these Grammys. Look at all of this money. Look at all of
this
success.
Fine.
Like, she don't give a fuck if her album is 1,000, because it's sickening. And you already know that shit. And first of all, like, you have to also assume and realize who you talk about, and that Beyonce is not stupid, and that she knows what she's doing. She's going to get, you know, open of business Monday morning is when you will have your goddamn album, and that is when it came out on iTunes. Like, she's running a business, girl. Duh. Obviously, more.
It's on Amazon too.
Like, and you're gonna cancel the shit regardless after 30 days, whether it's Apple, Tidal, Snorkel.
Because those of you who don't want to pay for music are dedicated to not paying for it.
The girls, did you see that meme?
They bootlegged it so fast.
You see that meme with Joanne? That's it. Where you set up your fourth Tidal
email address. Yes.
I said, bitch, y'all already, like, you already, whatever. It is what it is.
Tidal gonna start weeding y'all out by billing address.
And again, Tidal has a whole separate store, like, where you can buy the album. You don't need the app.
And I just downloaded it to my computer and then put it in my iTunes and synced it, and I was good to go.
There you go.
It was
just so much
very fun. But, you know, that's just because I wanted to make sure I had it, because I didn't know when it was going to be available.
Right, same.
So when I woke up Monday morning and it was on iTunes, I immediately gifted it to somebody else. Just because.
I bought it for me.
I felt
from
like
both.
There was one person in my life who needed to hear this album, so I gifted it to that person on iTunes.
Okay.
And then I went to work at Beats One. Let me tell you the joy it gave me to play Lemonade at Beats One on Monday morning. It was just like,
I would have been unable to do it, honestly.
And I told Shum, like, listen, basically, I'm just going to be standing for Beyonce my entire 2 hours here today, so you're just going to have to rein me in when you feel like I'm doing too
I'm
much.
Yeah, I'm doing way too much.
But basically,
me.
I'm going to tie everything into Beyonce every single chance I can get, and I'm going to be standing when I play the actual music, so you know. Right. And it was all good. Monday and Tuesday, I got to play Lemonade in addition to listening to it nonstop. So, again, me and Beyonce vibing.
Right,
I feel
there.
You, sis. I feel you. Because she put it on iTunes
here
Monday morning for me. She knew it was going to kill me to go to Apple Music and not be able to talk about Lemonade.
She said, you know what? I am running a business over here. And at the end of the day, you know, I'm going to do what I have to do. And I'm going to be all right regardless. But I know that Crystal has to go to work or whatever with them other hoes who be over here hating real heavy. So I'm just gonna make sure this shit is on, you know, online.
I really felt
so
like
that
was
Crystal can show the girls what time it
because
is.
Because the first thing I did when I woke up Monday morning was pull up the iTunes store app on my phone. And when I saw Lemonade, I said, thank you, Beyonce. I said, thank you. Because how the fuck was I gonna go to work and not talk about Lemonade? How? How?
I would have been at the station. I would have been well, you might not be able to listen to it right here, right now, but let me tell you something. They would have had to call me in the office like, you can't do that.
Yeah. But that's what it would have been. It would have been, girl, you cannot.
You're not
allowed
to do that. But they have to hear it, but they can't.
But you cannot. You may not speak about it.
But that's unacceptable. But no, it doesn't work like that.
No, right, girl. And so I had to, it was personal. Again, she did that for me because she knew I would have died at work without being able to talk about this shit.
Title's number one, like, their biggest issue is convenience because everybody in the world has that goddamn phone and it's right there. You know what I'm saying?
And it's just it's just very easy to use. Obviously, I love Apple Music.
You download it, it's on every fucking device.
It's right there.
It's easy.
So, but anyway, the point is that the shit is out. So hopefully everybody is happy because those of you who weren't going to pay didn't. So.
And you never were going to.
So it doesn't matter.
What difference does it make? Because the shit wasn't even on Apple Music. It was on iTunes. So you still would have had to buy
it, girl. That's why I pulled up iTunes and not music because I knew it wasn't going to be streaming nowhere but Tidal. So I said, if it's available on iTunes, then we can play it on Beats One because Beats One is not behind a paywall. I knew. I had already figured it out in my head before I went to sleep.
You were doing all of this stuff. You laid out a blueprint, no pun intended.
Because the same thing happened when 25 dropped. It wasn't on Apple Music, but we could play songs because it's not behind the paywall. I said, if it's on iTunes, then it's like a 97% chance I can play this shit on there. And when I came in, the playlist had been revised and Lemonade had been added.
There it is.
I said, look at God.
So I took it upon myself to
I'm getting emotional.
To list my favorite songs from the album in order, from greatest to most. How do you say words?
Well, how nice do you want to be with this? From most to least favorite?
Yes.
Okay. But so starting with your favorite?
Yes, I'm starting with my favorite song and then going down.
Okay.
Keep in mind that I still like all of the songs, but just whatever.
Okay. Oh, let me sit here and try to figure mine out then.
So my first is Don't Hurt Yourself, which I already said. Then Sorry, Hold Up, All Night, Freedom, 6 Inch,
oh my God,
Love Drought,
oh wow,
Forward, Pray You Catch Me, Sandcastles, Formation, Daddy Lessons, and then Weekend's Part on 6 Inch.
Oh, okay. So that doesn't count because it's not its own track.
It counts to me.
And also, I think Formation, it feels out of place on this album, but again, so did Run the World. And so did Grown Woman.
Formation's a buzz single.
It is, but I also felt like it was important for her to end it with this message of, I've been through some shit, and I worked through some very real shit, but please don't forget, as vulnerable as I've been, I'm still the queen of everything. Like, I'm still a very bad bitch, and so are you.
She didn't even use the song as part of the visual. It just rolled.
Right. It was just part of the, it was with the credits. It was just so when you listen, you go, damn, Beyonce, damn, that was a lot of shit. That was like very vulnerable, emotional roller coaster. But however, remind yourself that I am who I am. I persevered.
Absolutely.
I'm an amazing motherfucker. And you should also feel the same way about yourself.
The purpose of Formation was really to be like, hey, ladies, let's get information and also let's get information because I'm coming. Like, that's all that it was.
Right.
It was a warning shot to you girls to let you know that you need to, you know, paperclip your panties down and prepare.
Okay.
Essentially for the queen to return. And so that's what she did. I am so in love with this album.
Yeah, me too. It's replaced. It's my brand new favorite. And I feel like everything she puts out from now on is going to be my new favorite.
Yeah, I can't wait to like look back at the catalog and just be like, what was it?
Because again, like she's building a theme and she's, you know what? Let me not even try to project onto her. You can literally do whatever you feel like you're doing. But
She keeps pushing the envelope.
Right. She keeps pushing herself.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't keep a bunch of yes people around, people who are going to stroke her ego. She keeps people around who are critical and better at her than certain things and have a different ear. Like, she welcomes that sort of work, like that challenge. And she forces herself to get better. I'm emotional because I love her that much. I'm so inspired by this bitch. I don't know. Freedom is definitely my most favorite.
Okay.
Daddy Lessons is number two just because, my God, I needed that. However, Hold Up and Don't Hurt Yourself both excellent, because that sort of anger and just pissed offness is important to me. I love that. then Sorry, Pray You Catch Me, Love Drought, Sandcastles, just because it makes me cry so bad. It has to be that low, but it's a beautiful song. Forward. I don't even really count Formation, because I feel like it's...
Yeah, I put Formation.
Formation is cool. It's not like I don't like the song, but I don't really consider it part of this work. Again, because it wasn't included in the movie.
Right.
So I think I've done all the standing I needed to do.
It was very important. It was necessary. It had to happen. Yeah. I'm satisfied.
I am too.
So tour-wise,
all right.
I think that I don't know what to expect. I'm not going to suggest anything except for that at least when you perform, don't hurt yourself. I need some purple lights. I want the sky to be lavender, girl. Like, I need the whole, like, yeah. just submerge me in the artist.
I feel like she'll have a separate Prince tribute.
She's deaf. Like, I can't imagine that she's not right. going to do a Prince tribute. Right. You know what I'm saying? But whether it's that part or it's not that part or whatever, like, I'm really excited to see how yes. she's going to honor
or
Prince.
If she, right, if she performs a Prince song along with...
Right. You know how she likes yourself. To mix and match and
Don't
and
Hurt
do
Yourself
all of that
is
stuff?
Just such a read. Like, she is really reading the shit out of this nigga on this fucking album. Like, it is just so good. I can't deal with her.
Doves cry, I swear to God, I'll fight her.
I know. I'll be emotional.
Like, I just won't be able to do it.
It'll be too much.
You know what I would love for her to perform?
Don't say.
Kiss.
Oh, yes.
That
yes.
is honestly one of the best.
Yes!
I think that's one of the greatest songs, period, to come out. Like, that song to me is up there with Candy by Cameo and Encore
okay,
by Cheryl
so
Lynn.
You feel strongly.
I feel so strongly about that record. It is like, whenever Kiss comes on, I can hear it 500 times in a row. It will always be awesome.
Yeah.
It's such a great song.
It doesn't get old.
It doesn't.
Prince's music does not get old.
Like, timeless.
It's just...
ahead of its time, forward, just...
This man was a musician. Like, he created entire sounds. Like, he has his own... He inspired so Absolutely. Many of the people out now. Like, it just...
Some that don't even know they're inspired by Prince. And you won't. Because, girl, you're probably inspired by somebody else that's inspired by Prince. Like, he's
Because
just...
you think Sinead O'Connor wrote Nothing Compares to You. And you think Alicia Keys wrote How Come You Don't Call Me.
Anyway.
Father God.
I really, you know, I... And it's funny to me that you say that, because as I was watching this, and another part of the reason that I got emotional was because we had just lost Prince, and I still, like, yeah. I think now I'm starting to really, like, accept or, like, I'm really acknowledging now that he is no longer alive. Because when I said that doesn't make sense to me, yeah. I legit meant that. Like, I was just like, Prince not being alive is not something that makes sense to
right.
me. Like, you're talking about somebody that my mama stand for.
Right.
You know, like, that doesn't make sense. But... one of the things that, to me, that was hardest about Prince dying was that he's a visionary. You know, he didn't just, like, put out great music. He put out great music. He did this! The nigga made
right.
Purple Rain! You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
So, it's like, when it comes to visual, style, fashion, performance, attitude,
Everything.
Confidence, all of those things, Prince was just A1 at it. And it's like, him being gone... Michael being gone, it's
right.
like, what, you know, just like, what does music have? And then Lemonade fucking came on.
Right.
And mind you, you girls at home, before you get sensitive, I'm not comparing anybody to
not
anybody.
Not comparing
Everybody's
Beyonce
absolutely individual.
To Prince. Not doing it.
I am saying, though, that Beyonce is an artist who has vision and puts her spinal cord into what it is that
yes.
she does in every fucking avenue.
She does.
And I just don't understand why. If you don't like her, if you don't get it, fine, fair, but I don't need for any of you bitches to be confused as to why I live for this woman.
Yeah.
She's awesome. She's great. Like, she's not just great at what she does and how she does it, but she gives a fuck about people. You know what I'm saying? Like, she makes music for people. She's been doing this shit since Bills, 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 girl. She's been telling you, girl. Like, anyway, I'm tired.
No, I mean... where's the lie, really? It's just, Beyonce is just...
You can't even say that she hasn't been standing up for black girls or for girls or whatever long, because she may not have made it... It may not have been as blatant, you know what I'm saying, as it has been with this album and a lot of the other things that she's been doing lately, but she's absolutely been about all of you ladies, let's get together because niggas ain't shit and what's going on.
Yeah.
And it has just gotten better and better since then.
And the only break I took from Lemonade was to go see Purple Rain at the AMC. And that was, first of all, black people in the audience clearly reacting to the movie, like, which is fine because this is Purple Rain and Prince just died.
I don't expect to go to Purple
Rain. Right. Obviously, right. Obviously, you didn't come here for a quiet movie going experience. Like,
and we've all seen it.
Right. It's, right. It's not like nobody has seen the movie, but it was like very emotional to watch this again and realize this man is really gone. Like,
I can't.
He's really, when I heard about the body being cremated, I said, oh, so like it's real though.
Like he's ashes now.
I can't.
So it doesn't, yeah, again, I cannot. But
because not enough can be said for a man who was so secure in his masculinity and his sexuality that he was like, I'm actually going to wear whatever the fuck I want to and do whatever I want to with my hair. And you can call me whatever you damn well please, but I'm going to be out here living my life and being happy.
With my bitches and yours. So.
And consistently pulling some fine ass women. So I just love, like that sort
and of. And he could probably have pulled your motherfucking ass too if he wanted to. And if he tried, didn't he probably wouldn't even had to try hard enough.
But even if he didn't, like even if pulling women wasn't even part of his persona, the fact that he was willing to present himself the way he did and was just like, this is who I am and I don't give a fuck how you feel about it. That's just, I needed Prince in that way. Like Prince yeah. was, and I didn't realize that until he was gone, the kind of impact he had on my life. Like somebody very black and cool who was like, I'm a weirdo. Like, it I don't want... Normal is the last thing I want to be.
Soul,
my
rock,
biggest fear in life is being normal.
Whatever I want to do, I'm just going to do whatever it I just, want. And I think that he connected with a lot of people because of that as well, too. Like, he was so very comfortable in who he was.
Right.
You couldn't tell him anything about it. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't trying to please nobody. And I think that it was a very, very awesome example of that. And I don't even understand why a lot of niggas today don't... Like, have not used Prince as an example for, like, sexuality and right. how it applies to gender behavior or whatever the fuck you want to consider
right.
any of that stuff. But he was just a very, very great example of being yourself and being comfortable in who you are. And that really strikes a chord with people across the map. You know what I'm saying? Gay people, straight people. Women, men, like just being your fucking unfiltered self and also being awesome
right.
and one of a kind.
Right.
So.
And shitting on the universe at the same time. Like that kind of impact and not even to get into his musicianship. I mean, the nigga played everything. Like he
all
created,
of the things.
He has volumes and volumes and volumes of music that are already out. Not to even mention what is in his fucking vault. Like this man produced so much work and he was just an innovator in every way. And his loss is... A lot.
It is a lot.
It's a lot. And I feel like we're losing our legends way too early.
It's, that was like the first thing that popped into my head. And another part of the reason why I was just like, what? Because it's like, okay, what? So everybody's just gone?
Like before 60? Like.
They're all young.
Right. Like any... I thought me and my children would share a world with Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston and Prince and Luther Vandross. Like I did not think they would be gone. You know, it just feels like
I'm gonna have to show them stuff of these people
right.
that are no longer here for them to understand. Like,
and if you don't live it, you're not going to have the same experience as somebody who did. I mean, obviously, you know, our generation and our connection to Michael Jackson is not something that kids today can understand. Even as much as they may appreciate the music, you don't really understand the cultural impact of living through
yeah,
Michael
most
Jackson.
Kids don't.
Right. So, I mean, it's only so much you can do through. The actual music. Like, I just thought they would be around to experience these right. artists for themselves, and I'm sad that they aren't.
But so much great music to listen yeah. to, and yeah, I think I'm supposed to be going to see Purple Rain with Jade this weekend because they extended it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Because I'm sure they made plenty money, and it wasn't even expensive. It was only $7, I think. It was,
in New York?
It's because it's clearly not a regular ticket, right? And it's not a regular new release. They're not spending any money to play this, so... Why not just make some money?
Well, so
yeah,
I'm excited
peace,
to go
Prince.
See my queen June 7th.
I'm
here.
Very glad I invested in that pit ticket. I'm very glad because I just know that this is going to be a life-changing experience.
You might need to be sedated.
Well, I will be high for sure, but
okay.
I don't know if I'll need additional. I also want to be very much in the show, like... I just want to keep my eyes on this at all times. I want to absorb everything she wants me to see. So
when I was at Revel, it was just like the
Oh God, and my Revel experience, let's not talk about.
She was just so close. It was like, and that was my first time at a Beyonce concert. Because remember how I had told you,
wow,
every time before then, whenever Beyonce came to Miami, right, I was either broke or I wasn't going to be in town.
Right.
So I had never been to a Beyonce concert before in my life. Not solo. So
I hadn't, because Beyonce don't come to Oklahoma. Well, she didn't. She does now, but she didn't then.
But Revel was my first time and it was in a pit. And I was just like, Beyonce is a foot away from me, if that.
I would have died.
It's just...
No, I would have died. I mean, and then she touched, she caressed you, really.
She did not caress as extreme.
I'm just saying.
She acknowledged my life.
Her skin cells were on yours.
And her hands are so soft and tiny and just like little fairy hands.
And she had just had Blue Ivy.
And she just...
Blue was like 3.5 months old, man. Jesus. This woman. Anyway.
Well, girls, that about wraps it up for our, I don't even know.
Whatever this was.
Yeah, whatever this, our standing of the week.
Yes.
And I'm sure that we'll do it again after the June shows.
Oh, right. No, I'm going to be a mess after this concert. I already know. But thank you, Beyonce. We appreciate it so much. Shout out to Worsham Shire. Girl, you did that. And everybody involved with the project.
All the directors.
It's beautiful.
Choreographers.
Writers.
Models. Dancers. New Orleans residents who popped up in it.
Everybody who's credited as a writer because you were sampled. Congratulations.
The grass. The wind. Everything that had anything to
all
do with
all the natural
this.
Hair products. It was just, it's fans, flawless. It's fantastic. So.
Lights.
Oh, thanks, Beyonce. I needed that life, girl.
Even
I really
you too,
did.
Abel. I will give you your just due because you
he
are
sounds
on.
Good, man. I'm not gonna let y'all do the weekend like this.
I mean, I don't like it. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that it's horrible. It's just not my thing.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, that nigga's on a Beyonce album.
Right. And who can take that away from him?
Not nobody.
And I'm just gonna go ahead and say early contender for album of the year. Again, I know she doesn't care, but I feel like y'all cannot deny her twice. I mean, but we'll see. But I doubt it. But we'll see.
You know, white people get mad. And they
do.
Already mad.
They
big
are mad.
Mad.
Oh, they big mad. But, I mean, I would like to see you try to deny this. Like,
I mean, we all know it's album of the year regardless.
So. Just like self-titled was. But don't get us going back down that road.
It's fine.
Do we have an acronym this week? Or, you know, is the love of Beyonce enough?
I really do feel like the love of Beyonce is quite enough this week.
Yeah, I feel sustained.
Yeah, I'm completely, you know, I got my sustenance.
If something else happened that was important, I'm so sorry that I didn't even hear about it. But
I have just been drinking lemonade.
Maybe next week, girl.
All week, yeah. I really don't feel like, and I mean, if it was that important, I would have heard about it.
Okay. Well, I guess that wraps up. Do we do the check us out at the
Chicago, we'll see you on Saturday.
Oh, shit. Look at us. We're obsessed with Beyonce.
Great live show on Saturday.
So I hope y'all are ready to talk about Lemonade because clearly we are.
I mean.
Yes, Chicago. Very much looking forward to seeing y'all this weekend.
And I think that's about it.
All right. Well, we'll see y'all next week.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.